New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
We are about halfway through the transfer portal window, and this thing is going absolutely bonkers. Let's talk about it. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12 Conference. And, you know, we're not quite to our Big 12 window of bowl games yet. We did have West Virginia the other night. We'll get to that coming up here on the show as well. But right now, what is everybody talking about in college football? The insanity of the transfer portal and the broken nature of college football. And there's no doubt it's broken. It needs serious reform. You're finally getting coaches starting to speak up about it, but it's not enough. We're going to need more of that, and then we need the adults to come together and actually create a system that is not as ridiculous as the system we are in now. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. If you are just hopping on, hit that thumbs up right now in the video on YouTube, and as always, thank you for the ratings and reviews on the podcast. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. We got a lot of those five stars that came in last week after SEC fans tried to sabotage the podcast with a bunch of one-star reviews. So if you're listening, please do drop that five-star rating and review. It means the world to us, and hit that thumbs up right now on the YouTube video. So the transfer portal window opened up back on December 9th. 10 days ago from when this show is being recorded, on Thursday, December 19th. And there's a wide variance of approaches in the portal. Some coaches can't stand it. Some coaches still want to build a program. But we all understand the name of the game, and it is inevitable right now going forward. You look at this thing, and you've got to admit, no matter what, you are going to have to add guys in the portal because you're going to lose guys to the portal. It's just not all about money. Some guys just want a chance to play. But the Texas Tech Red Raiders are on an absolute heater in the transfer portal. This team right now has the best transfer portal class in the country, according to 247 Sports. They've got 16 commits. 7 of those 16 are 4-star guys. The other 9 are 3-star guys. They are cleaning up. They have gotten guys from all over the country, in the conference, out of the conference. Lee Hunter, one of the best defensive linemen in the portal from UCF, fellow Big 12 team, is now going to the Red Raiders. And you can go, keep going on down that list. Skylar Gil Howard, Northern Illinois guy, he's going to Texas Tech, also a defensive lineman. They are beefing up the lines. That's what Joey McGuire is doing this offseason. And you can see it. I mean, you literally look at right now, let me see. All right, out of the top 6, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of their top 8 prospects in the transfer portal are defensive or offensive linemen. Anthony Holmes, D lineman from Houston. Will Jados, offensive tackle, Miami, Ohio. Terrence Carter, he's a tight end, the one guy who's not on the line from Louisiana. Howard Sampson, offensive tackle, UNC to Tech. Skylar Gill-Howard, defensive lineman. Lee Hunter, defensive lineman. And then Romello Heights, he's an edge guy from Georgia Tech. They're all offensive or defensive linemen. So clearly that's where Joey McGuire believes he needs help, and he's doing it in a big way. Texas Tech is not holding back in any way. They are going out there, they're hitting the portal, and they got big money donors. That's what they've got. They've got big money donors who want to put into the program and want to see football win. It's really that simple. If you have that guy, or guys or gals, whoever, you're going to win big. Now, Texas Tech is in a place where they should be winning a lot more than 8 games this year. Texas Tech is going to be picked by a lot of people to at least get to a Big 12 championship, and it's not a wrong pick. There's going to be a ton of pressure on Joey McGuire. Now, he's going to take it. You'd rather be in Joey McGuire's spot than not, right? With a big-time NIL program and guys just handing out money and dishing it out to top recruits. And I'm not taking anything away from the coaching staff from McGuire, but let's be honest. A lot of guys are looking to get paid. That's it. Nothing wrong with that. But it's not as simple or naive, I'll say, as it used to be, right? So Tech is on a roll right now when it comes to the transfer portal. You can't deny it. They've got the best class in the country. It's crazy when you see what they're doing. But there are plenty of Big 12 teams who are doing pretty darn well in the transfer portal. Houston's been right around the top 10 in the transfer portal so far in the first week and a half or so. They've done a very good job, and Willie Fritz had to do a good job, and they've gotten some solid positions of need. Will James, safety, coming into Houston from Southern Miss. Amari Thomas, wide receiver, he's coming in from UAB. Jordan Allen, a safety, coming over from LSU. And they've got a couple offensive tackles coming in. So this is where a guy like Willie Fritz can make a big difference quickly. It used to be what? It used to be you'd have to go out there, develop your guys over 2, 3, 4 years if you're a new head coach, and hope one or two of those classes pop for you, because if not, you're out of a job. Now, Houston does not have the money. I mean, we saw this. They lost a coordinator to Texas Tech in a lateral move. They don't have the money of, say, Texas Tech, but they're doing pretty well. So Houston's right now, they've got 11 commits. They're sitting right there in the top 10. This is a good question, and I'm going to weave in your questions throughout the show here. You know, we're going to take a more less structured approach to the show is what we'll do. Pete, some say that coaches are shooting too early. I don't know if you meant shopping too early or shooting too early. I would call it maybe shopping too early, because this is a supply and demand game, right? Are you the coach who is overbidding right now for players to get your guys in? See, I don't know if it's shopping too early. I wouldn't call it that, because here's the thing. There's no salary cap to this deal, right? So there's no salary cap, so it's like, who cares? It's not the coach's money, although some coaches are giving back their salaries now to the NIL, which is an interesting development. But in Joey McGuire's case, ain't his dough, right? What's he care if he overpaid Lee Hunter by $100,000? Doesn't matter. He doesn't care. Like, it's not like he could use that $100,000 somewhere else because he's got a salary cap he's got to work around. So if you've got guys in the portal that you like, that you know can make a difference, you don't have to wait. There will be guys that wait, and a lot of teams in the playoff have to wait. Because if you're in the college football playoff, we talked about this last week, you have up to 5 days to leave the program after your team's season ends. So the portal window closes, I think, what, December 28th? But if your team ends the season that day or after, you have another 5 days to make your decision. Basically, 5 days from after your season ends, you get to decide if you want to hit the portal. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of talented guys coming off of rosters in the college football playoff. But if you're Joe McGuire and you identify guys that you like, that you think can help you, why wait to see if some backup comes from Penn State or Clemson or Texas or anywhere else? Just get your dude If you're on the fence, wait. So I don't think it's shopping too early necessarily, but obviously a lot of guys are still to move in the next few weeks ahead. Colorado, it's not a huge number like last year, at least not yet, but they are right now 12th in the 24/7 transfer portal team rankings. So Colorado's in that number 12 spot. Makari Vickers at cornerback comes in from Oklahoma. Obviously a big addition there. They've got Salter, the big quarterback who came over, of course, from Liberty. That was a big addition this week as well. So they've got very good players. But here's what's scary if you're a Big 12 fan not named Colorado. Deion Sanders is building it through the portal and also through recruiting at the high school ranks. He's got that balance going. And this is what Deion said he was going to do. There was so much criticism of Deion because he was getting, you know, I don't know what the number was last year, 20-some-odd guys in the portal. And he's like, listen, this is what we got to do right now to win, but this is all temporary, right? Ideally, you do have this blend of guys from the portal to fill places of need, but then also having those high school recruits that you can develop who can become your guys. You've got to do it both ways. And Deion's doing that. He's been much more selective, it seems like, this offseason. He also just has a better roster than he had a year ago, right? They beefed up the coaching staff. They beefed up both lines. They've just got a better team all in all. So they may lose some guys in the portal after they play in the Alamo Bowl, but listen, this program's in a great place right now at Colorado, and they're always going to be enticing, not just for the high school guys, maybe more so for the transfer portal guys who think they're one season away under Coach Prime from maybe playing in the NFL. So times are good right now in Boulder. I'll say that much. So you've got them, Colorado, right at number 12. Next team in the Big 12 in the 247 rankings is Kansas at 16. And what I recognize with Kansas is, yes, some help on the line, which we would have expected. You're also seeing plenty of help in the secondary, which also is a place of need. So when you look at Kansas's class thus far, Tyler Mercer, their top guy, interior offensive lineman coming over from North Texas. You got a wide receiver in Cam Pickett. He made the move to Lawrence from Ball State. Joseph Sipp, a linebacker in from Bowling Green. So I totally trust Lance Leipold. He's another guy who was utilizing this pretty early to rebuild that KU program. And listen, Jalen Daniels coming back. They're going to be a team that gets a lot of attention in the offseason. Some people are going to be scared off by this year and the way it went and the way they went bust, at least early on. But I'm telling you, they won those three straight ranked games. They caught heat at the end of the season, and they're going to be a force in the Big 12 next year, no doubt about it. Also in the Big 12, top 25, Cincinnati at number 23 in the portal. Baylor at number 24. Utah's at 26 on the team rankings. Iowa State comes in at 29 with four commits. But here's the thing.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BADLANDS ranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The quality of recruit, because remember how 247 and all these recruiting services do this. The rankings are not just based on the average rating of the player. It's also based on how many players you have. So Iowa State only has 4 commits in the portal, but they're very high quality players. The average rating for the player with Iowa State is 87.5. That's better than Michigan, Utah, Virginia, Baylor, Cincinnati, Florida State, Arkansas, Michigan State, Kansas, UCLA, Louisville. I mean, it's basically better than most of the teams in front of them. They're top 30 in the rankings, but when you look at it based on the average recruit coming in and their rating, Iowa State's got like a top 20 team right now. Just a top 20 class, I should say, right now. Trey Bell, a cornerback, comes in, highly recruited guy. Cannon Butler comes in, an edge rusher from UNI. Xavier Townsend, you're going to know him from UCF. He's in as well, wide receiver. So there's plenty there from a standpoint of what Iowa State is doing. And you know that Matt Campbell's going to be very targeted with these guys. Matt Campbell's never going to be a guy at Iowa State who's got 15 to 20 guys coming in through the portal. But he's got to be smart, and he's got to know that he is going to have to play the game, okay? You can't be a coach in this time in college football and not realize you got to play the game. That's one of the reasons the Wake Forest coach retired. He admitted, he's like, this is not why I got into this. This is not what I want to do. Literally, that was his quote. I did not want to do this. Dave Clawson, 57 years old, said, in my perfect world, I would have had this press conference in 3 or 4 years. But I just kind of looked at where the industry is right now, and I just felt it was time. Now, I don't have a problem with that. I'm not going to rip the guy. That's respectable. He knew what he didn't want to do anymore. He didn't want to play the game. He has no interest in doing it this way. So that's cool. I mean, knowing that is fair than to hang it up and tell your program, basically tell your boss, I quit. I'm done. I'm out. That's totally fine. It's not the way it was even 3 or 4 years ago, right? It's just not even close to that. And now you've got these, you know, rumblings and rumors that with the way things went, with the NCAA ruling around Diego Pavia, the quarterback from Vanderbilt, who is getting extra eligibility. The NCAA cannot count JUCO years against your eligibility. Let's just put it this way. You are going to have a lot of challenges of guys who are going to say, you know what, I'm just going to play college football till they tell me I can't anymore, till they don't want me there. We will explore this more in the days ahead, but just know these court rulings are disastrous for any semblance of structure in college football. It used to be after 4 years, you were done, right? 4 years of eligibility, you had to go. Now, guys did get COVID years if you played in 2020 or if you were on a roster in 2020. You basically got a free year. But now it's going to happen, and Steve Sarkisian said this very well on Thursday in a press conference. He said, you know, you're going to have guys who are 28, 29 years old playing college football. He's like, what's the point? I don't get it. He's like, it just doesn't make any sense. There's not going to be an end to any of this, which is going to stunt the growth on the back end for 18, 19 year olds. And you're going to have guys challenging the NCAA and saying, why can't I play for 6, 8, 9 years? Why can't I do it? Now, of course, you might say the free market should take care of it, just like the NFL. And basically, when a team doesn't want you, you're going to not have a job. But college is different. Like, what's going to happen? A guy who, let's say, he plays D1 ball, Power 4 ball for 4 years. Maybe he gets in 5 or 6. Suddenly he's getting a little older, getting a little slower, but he can't play in the NFL. What's he going to do? Then he goes at 25 years old and plays at the Group of Five level. You know, he makes a little bit of money there. He's doing a little something for a couple of years, Group of Five. And then he's washed up there. What's he then go do? Play FCS football at like 27 years old? I mean, I'm half joking here, but the ridiculousness of it is not an impossible scenario to imagine. It shouldn't be. That's how insane this world is becoming, right? I mean, no one knows where it's trending. No one knows exactly what's going to happen. I'm just sitting here and telling you that we have not seen the end of these bizarre court rulings, the NCAA being totally neutered, having no backbone in any of this, while also getting owned by the courts. Listen, I love this sport. I know you do. That's why you're here. But gosh, this is a bad scene all around. If you are just hopping on the live show or you're watching the recording on YouTube, would you do me a solid? Hit that thumbs up. That has slowed down lately, and that helps us a lot. So I've got to just ask you to pop on that thumbs up right there. What do you say? On top of that, if you're on the podcast, drop the 5-star rating and review. We're pushing back on some of those SEC haters who dropped us 1-star reviews. So thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that and for being a part of the show. And a quick plug as well. Some of you have been emailing me about this and reaching out, and I'm going to be getting back to folks in the days ahead. But especially as we start looking to 2025, and I hope you have great holiday plans, Christmas plans, New Year's plans. We're going to be here doing our usual stuff 3 days a week, so make sure you are subscribed to the channel. We are looking for different businesses to partner with who want to get in front of this massive Big 12 audience that we have on the YouTube channel and on the podcast as well. So, you know, we're finding the right partners. We're talking to some different people right now. But if that is you and your business, whether you're a manager, whether you're an owner of a business, just drop me an email, Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com, and we will further that conversation with you. I've been creating content, building this baby up for 10 years. I'm not some advertising whiz, but as people continue to want to be a part of this outlet and this platform, if we can help them and they can help us, then it's a win for everybody. And that's what it's really all about. Now, I don't know about you. I want to see your answers to this in the chat. If you guys could let me know in the chat. If you're not an Arizona State fan, are you going to root for Arizona State? So if you're a fan of any team not named Arizona State, let me know right now in the chat if you're going to root for Arizona State. I'm going to wait to see your comments come in. You can just say yes or no. It's that simple. And I'm telling you why I'm bringing this up. Because I saw a poll that was done this week that said most fans in Big 12 states were not rooting for Arizona State. Bet Online did this study based partially on hashtags and other things. And what it showed every state in the nation, all 50, not just the lower 48. And it showed based on hashtags, who is each state rooting for? And the only state in the country that was rooting for Arizona State was the state of Arizona. And I'm not going to lie, I was disappointed in that. I looked at all the other Big 12 states, and like Utah, they're rooting apparently for Boise. Now, I get it. They're right up to the north there. But you got BYU and Utah fans. You guys dominate the state. How is it possible that you... Now, maybe there's a lot of Boise State fans who are also in Salt Lake City. I suppose that's possible. But I hope the BYU-Utah contingent is rooting for Arizona State. And let me see here. I'm looking at some of your comments. All right. I haven't seen a single no yet. Oh, we got some Boomer Sooner. I got Humphrey saying, Boomer, I'm rooting for ASU. I love to see some old Big 12 folks back in the mix. We miss you guys. I like to poke fun at you, OU Texas guys. I do. It's all good-natured. But we do miss you guys over here in Big 12 country. Yep. Texas Tech fan. Yep, yep, yep. Forks up. Houston fan rooting for ASU. Adam, K-State guy. Yes, I'm in. Yep, Big 12 all the way. Okay, no one's saying no. All right, then we got to figure out what the heck this poll got wrong. Because here's what it also showed. It showed in Colorado, people rooting for Boise State. Kansas, people pulling for Boise State. That surprised me. In Iowa, Boise State. In Oklahoma, SMU fans in Oklahoma. I guess they figure they just can't root for Texas. I guess that's what it's all about. New Mexico pulling for Texas. Texas, obviously Texas. Florida folks are pulling for Georgia. That's fine. I get that. That makes sense, right? What else do we have here? West Virginia is pulling for Iowa or Ohio State. Understandable. Don't love it, but understandable, right? You got enough folks right across there who are going to be probably Ohio State grads or Ohio State fans and have been for years. Whatever, that's fine. And then don't even discuss Cincinnati. Obviously, that's all Ohio State there in that state. So some of these were not shocking, but at the same time, I was like, dang, only one state in the country is pulling for Arizona State? What is that all about? We should all be rooting for Arizona State. Listen, there's only one Big 12 team in this thing. And for the Big 12, we know what the narrative has been. We know what it's going to continue to be. It's going to be looked at as little brother to the Big 10 and the SEC. And the only way to fix the narrative is to win games. And one of the other problems in this bowl game season right now is that two of your best teams have to play each other, BYU and Colorado. I know a lot of you are hyped for the game. I'm excited for it too. But it kind of stinks because those two teams can't play Big Ten or SEC teams and make the Big 12 look good. Arizona State cannot go to that Peach Bowl and get blasted by Texas or Clemson. It just can't happen. So unless you're like an Arizona fan, and then I kind of get it, if you just hate the Sun Devils, that's your rival. I'll never ask you to cheer for your rival, at least usually not. But I hope in this case you would, because really the Big 12 desperately needs it. The Big 12 needs it. I think actually the sport needs it, because if Arizona State and Boise State get blown out, here's what's going to happen. They're going to get rid of the bye week, or I should say the byes, not really a bye week. They're going to get rid of the byes faster than you can say and spell bye. And I've understood that. I've never been a huge proponent of byes counting towards conference championships. They've done it to try to incentivize conference championships. But let's be honest, conference championship games are all but dead. It was $12 to get into the Big 12 championship game. It was $10 to get into Oregon, Penn State, and Indianapolis. They're dead. People aren't going to pay an arm and a leg to go to those things anymore when there's now four playoff games after that potentially. So they're done. So I think they're going to fall by the wayside anyway. They'll get rid of byes. They'll just do a top 12 or top 14 or top 16 and rank them that way and give the top four seeds byes. That's probably what they're going to do. And I'm accepting of that down the road. But if you like the bye, and if you like the bye for a conference champion, especially for a Big 12 champ, this Arizona State team cannot get crushed in the Peach Bowl against either Texas or Clemson. It just can't happen. So I hope that all of you Big 12 fans that are on the show, that are with us every single day, are rooting for Arizona State. That's all I ask you. I don't think it's a hard thing to do. And the other thing, it's an easy team to like, right? I'm not asking you to root for Texas here. God bless Texas, but I'm not asking you to root for Texas. I'm not sitting here saying, you got to root for somebody who is a easy to dislike kind of person. That's not what this Arizona State team is. I mean, Kenny Dillingham was a frat bro 5 years ago, slugging beers with the rest of us. Wasn't really, but you get the point. He's 34 years old. They're a Cinderella. They were picked dead last in the preseason poll. It's an easy team to root for. And boy, the Big 12 needs a damn good showing in that Peach Bowl coming up later this month. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. It's great to have you here. Thank you guys for being a part of the show. Christmas is coming up next week. New Year's right around the corner. I know it's a time that hopefully you get some downtime, friends, family, take a little bit of time off from work. But we will keep delivering you shows here on Heartland College Sports. If you missed it, we had on Josh Pate earlier in the week. You got to listen to that. We had a great conversation, obviously. He does an awesome job with his YouTube channel, Josh Pate's College Football Show. So make sure you are subscribed. That way you never miss an episode of the show. And check out our conversation from the other night with Josh Pate on the YouTube channel or, of course, on Apple or Spotify by searching Heartland College Sports. Thank you, guys. Subscribe. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. We'll be back here soon. Go Big 12.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.